Hey guys, welcome to this episode of E-commerce Paradise podcast. In this episode, I'll be talking about the common question that I get asked a lot, which is, can I really make a living with e-commerce? And the truth is, yes, you can. It's really truly incredible, but e-commerce has become a multi-trillion dollar per year industry. And that's not even a joke. I got that from a website called eMarketer.com, and I'll show you right now. Worldwide retail e-commerce sales will reach 1.915 trillion this year, and by 2020, they'll top 4 trillion, and that's a lot of money. So basically, people all around the world are starting to shop online. And like I said, all around the world. It's not just in the US, it's in the UK, it's in Australia, it's in Southeast Asia, it's in the Middle East, it's in Europe. So every single country, everybody has smartphones, everybody's using them to buy stuff now, and you can buy physical products, you can buy digital products online, you can buy homemade products, you can buy coaching and services and apps and themes, and you can buy businesses online. It's pretty incredible what you can buy online these days. And the truth is, the one thing that big sites like Amazon and Walmart will never have is the expertise to sell one product line. They sell everything. And when you walk into any one of these big box stores, including stores like Best Buy, who are niched a little bit closer to electronics, well, still, they're not going to be completely knowledgeable about Apple computers. You would have to go to a Mac shop, an actual Mac Apple store, to get a really knowledgeable associate about Apple products. I've been into Best Buys before, and their associates are trained pretty well. But they're not like 100% on it. There's some things they don't know because they weren't trained by Apple, they were trained by Best Buy. So that's just the truth. And there's always going to be room for competitors within each niche. So the key with e-commerce is to not ever try to start a broad site, but instead to start a niche store, to be the expert, the authority in a niche. And it's true that the best place for people to buy expensive products, and not just cheap products, expensive products over $1,000, is a niche-specific site because you're dealing with experts. You really do want to deal with an expert. You want to deal with not only an expert, but a small business too that's going to have your back if something ever goes wrong with that product, and it's going to be able to offer you tech support and not have to wait on the phone for hours or to email and wait back, a few days for support. But a small business is going to get back to you right away. So that's for consumers. It's true that it's best to buy those expensive products at niche-specific sites, and that's why we usually do that. Now, not everybody does that. Some people do buy expensive products on Amazon, and that's totally okay. A lot of people really do like their return policy and their customer-centric attitude. But the thing about Amazon is that you can never really call Amazon and try to get an answer about a product or, compare two products to another. So that's why Amazon works with affiliates all around the world to build websites that compare their products and break down with buyer's guides, kind of do the work for Amazon that way that they would have to normally do for each niche. So anybody really, I mean, this is the truth here, guys. Anybody who has a computer, an internet connection, and a credit card can start a niche site. It is so easy to get started. I mean, really, it just takes wanting to do it. I mean, who is listening to this podcast and is thinking about getting into e-commerce, doesn't have a computer, doesn't have an internet connection, doesn't have a credit card? I mean, that's pretty much everybody has that these days. So that's all it really takes to get started. And the truth is, building a site is the hard part. Yes, it takes a long time. It can take weeks, it can take months. It can take even longer to build out content, to optimize it for search engines, to optimize it for conversions. But you just got to stick with it a little bit here, a little bit there. Every single day you'll get to your goals. There's a lot of pieces to put together. It's kind of like building a house, Building a business isn't something that happens overnight. And the wider your store is, the more product verticals you offer, the harder it's going to be. So that's why I suggest starting with one product vertical. And then once you launch, you can move forward and expand from there. But just starting with one product vertical and then launching is the best way to go. And then driving traffic is actually, in my opinion, the easy part because paid traffic is really easy to set up with Google AdWords and Facebook ads. Yes, it does cost some money. But if you have that credit card, like I said, and you're working with expensive products with high profit margins, you can afford to spend, a few hundred dollars in paid advertising before you get a sale, especially in the beginning, because each sale that comes through is going to be at least a few hundred dollars, if not more than that. So buying dry, but driving targeted buyer traffic is actually very easy when you use paid traffic tools, paid traffic sources. So guys, if you're on the sidelines, you're thinking about getting started with e-commerce, don't wait. It's just going to grow and explode from here. It's kind of like a lot of people are into Bitcoin right now. And, I'm thinking about getting into it too because, like everybody's saying, Bitcoin could go up insane amounts. I mean, the ceiling really is endless with that kind of stuff. And technology is going to grow and there's going to be more little coins and stuff like that coming out. So don't wait. Don't sit on the sidelines forever and wonder if it's the right thing or not and just kind of, do what you normally been doing. Getting outside of your comfort zone, even if it's just a little bit at a time, can reap you massive rewards, just by becoming more comfortable by getting out of your comfort zone. Get comfortable with getting uncomfortable, and that's the truth. And getting started is really easy. There's tons of free training online, but I've made a series of videos that I put into a free dropshipping course for beginners at ecommerceparadise.com. So go to the website and sign up for that free course and start watching the videos and take some notes. Start understanding how it works and stuff like that. I go over all sorts of cool stuff from how to find the best dropshipping products and niches to sell to how to find the best dropshipping suppliers. And I also talk about how to set up a Shopify store and why it's better than using WordPress and WooCommerce or BigCommerce or any of the other platforms. So I really want you guys to go in there and take that free course. I think it can be the matter between you doing nothing with your entrepreneurial career and you doing everything with your entrepreneurial career. Because once you get started, it's kind of like a gateway drug and it'll get you into all sorts of other cool business models online. And you can really expand your presence online, and you can start taking your businesses to the next level that way. So I'm super excited for you guys. In the future, I will be launching a monthly membership course and mastermind group called Dropship Hackers, and it's going to be really cool because it's basically all the work that I do every day to research niches and to find competitors, dropship only competitors, to find suppliers that will dropship and to set up stores and to optimize them for SEO and conversion rates and set up email marketing and set up paid ads and all that stuff. The entire process I'm going to be laying out in that course, and I'm going to be making it available for one low monthly rate, and it's going to include actually coaching, group coaching sessions, so that you guys can really gain from that and really take your business to the next level. Because in my opinion, online courses are great, but it's not until you actually get group coaching going on that you really find that the biggest difference is made, and you'll be accelerated towards success so much more. So go start your journey, ecommerceparadise.com. If you're already doing drop shipping, that's awesome. Keep in mind that the tips that I'm going to be offering in my course are really good for people that are already doing drop shipping too, that want to learn better techniques to scale. I've been doing this for almost a decade now, so I have learned a lot in the process, and I really do love helping people. So in my opinion, there's plenty of niches out there. There's so much room for competitors, and it really is true that it's endless. And if you just don't mind, putting in the work every, you got to take a break, but every few weeks you just work for, nonstop, and you can launch a new site every few months or something like that. You can really start building an empire and get really good at outsourcing and building a team, and you can really, really build a big business with this kind of stuff just by building multiple niche sites out. So that's the way we do it, and I really hope you enjoy. E-commerce paradise is all about living that dream, living that lifestyle. You got to work hard now so you can enjoy those benefits later, but it's so worth the work. So hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and yes, you really can make a living with e-commerce these days. All right, guys, we'll see you out there.